Does anybody make money out of art books?
Well, I do. I mean, I'm not saying I make a lot, but I haven't done anything else for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
No one's given me anything, so I must make some money.
What about the rest of the chain of...
Well, I think there are a lot of publishers. Certain Thames and Hudson have made a fair amount of money. You know, I think publishers do make money. Some go bankrupt, as we all know, but I think booksellers make the least. It would be good if that were taken into account somehow. Bookshops will disappear unless they can be accommodated into that food chain so that people can make a living out of it.
How many books do you bookshops do you actually sell to or distribute to?
We probably have about 20 accounts that really make a big difference, and then a huge number of fairly small accounts, which I certainly wouldn't do without them. But we probably have, you know, a large number of what you could say as being active accounts, i.e. people who buy something at least every couple of weeks, something like that. But of those, the majority buy very, very little, and one couldn't possibly live off that. But the 20 most important accounts are very important. London probably has sort of half a dozen gallery shops where they have a proper bookshop, maybe a bit more, maybe eight or something. And there are probably another six or seven specialist bookshops in some sense, not entirely specialist, but ones where our stuff fits into. It's not very many. We don't just sell here, so that number is probably replicated in Paris, which is also another important account, probably one or two in Edinburgh and one or two in Bristol and so on. But they're very small. You know, our total turnover from somewhere like Leeds, which must have a population of half a million or something, is very, very small.
Business started in 1978?
Mm.
What would have been the significant changes in that between 1978 and 2012?
The biggest change was that the majority of sales came from independent specialist bookshops. And now there are almost none. I mean, there are a few, but not many.
What about in terms of the titles that you take and the publishers you work with?
I think we've become more specialised and more contemporary.
So could you give an overview of the publishers, what books you get in?
60 new titles a month. Not all of them terribly important. I mean, some of them we sell very few copies of. 20,000 books since we started, titles, 6,000 of them in stock, two-thirds of them in less than four or five copies.
And what would be the most that you would sell? I mean, is that tens of thousands or is it...
No, definitely not tens of thousands. I'd say we probably have one or two titles more than 3,000.
Maybe. One or two?
Well, maybe a bit more, maybe four or five, something like that, but very few.
Yeah. So as far as the... art book market is concerned, it's the book that has a print run of more than 3,000 is probably quite unusual.
Yeah, and usually a very bad idea. I mean, usually it's out of ignorance, sounds rather unkind, but I mean, if you asked anybody how many art books are sold in more than 3,000 contemporary art books, we'd say there are not many.
Mm. Is it the photography sector of the books that you deal with, what proportion of your total?
I would have thought, without knowing, I mean, I could find out, but I would have thought 10 or 15%, something like that.
And has that changed much in the recent decades?
I think it's changed a bit, because I think more, if you took the top selling, for us, say 200 titles every year, some of which wouldn't be new for that year, but I think the proportion of photography books has probably gone up. I think it might now account for a quarter of them.
I suppose the mystifying question at the bottom of this is, if these books are sold in small numbers and they're quite expensive and there are very few outlets, how can anybody afford to do it?
Well, I think many books are either subsidised openly or there is a hidden subsidy in there somewhere. So, I mean, if you're talking about a book we sell in a couple of hundred copies, and you can imagine print 2,000 and break even at 1,100 or something, you might just about get there. So it's possible, but it's also highly likely you won't. And so a large number of books don't end up making profit.
So what is the subsidy that you've described in the system there?
I mean, we're not subsidised, but the books that we handle are subsidised sometimes. I mean, anything that comes from a commercial gallery will be subsidised, because the point of it is a sort of sales pitch to people who might buy one of the things, not necessarily in the book, but by that artist. Who's
yeah.
So there's been a very big increase in that material over the period which we've operated. Huge increase, in fact. I mean, out of those 60 new titles a month, probably when we started, one or two of them might have been from commercial galleries, and now it's probably 15 of them. So probably a quarter of all the things that we deal with comes from that world. So that lot's all subsidised. All the museum publications are subsidised to the extent they might make a profit, but all the costs have been incurred before anything happens. I mean, if it's a big show, the Centre Pompidou, there will be a big fat catalogue. It will cost £40. They will produce 4,000. If all goes well, it's fine, but if all doesn't go well, it's a loss. So in that sense, it's subsidised, it's happened, and Centre Pompidou won't go bust. So, and then there's an academic in a university where it's rubber stamped, in a sense. They don't want it to be self-published, they want it to be published by an architectural publisher. That happens in photography too, I mean, very much so.
Yes, a lot of books published by galleries or...
Or publishers, yeah. But the money has come with the book and the project. So there's a lot of subsidy around, or there's somebody that just has the money. I mean, you don't have to be that rich to publish a book.
How do you find the books that you distribute?
Well, in the main, we distribute all the books from people that we have an ongoing relationship with. So this could be a museum or gallery, commercial or otherwise. Could be a small press. We don't pick and choose out of that. I'm not quite sure we put it in writing that we guarantee to distribute everything, but we actually do. We distribute all the things from the Centre Pompidou. So most of the new titles that we have come by that route. We're already well connected with the person producing the object, and of the remainder, it's usually a kind of mixture of, you know, whether it fits with what we do, which is fairly narrow in the sense it has to be contemporary and it has to be visual and various things like that. And of course, you know, can we make money out of it? Something has to pay the bills, so that's also an ingredient. And I don't think I would ever take something which, however much I liked it, just on that basis. In other words, it has to have an element that at the end of it, there will be a profit attached to it. It doesn't have to be much, doesn't even have to be anything. Actually, for running it isn't a loss, probably a rather negative way of putting it.
Do you sometimes take books because you think they're a good thing?
Yes, I suppose so. I would try and reduce our risk to that, but yes, because I like them, I suppose.
Mm. Do you get approached by individuals that just come in off the street or
yes,
phone them up?
A lot. I mean, really a lot. It'd be a huge increase in that, in fact.
How many of them are realistic propositions for you?
Well, most are not, because they don't really fulfil the criteria, and when they shouldn't really have got to us. There's some where we just can't see that it would really work. We couldn't sell enough. And I suppose the one that I would always beware of is where I think the person who comes to us with a project has unrealistic hopes for it, because I don't want to be blamed for it when it all goes wrong, so I would be keen to avoid that. In fact, there's a realistic view of what might happen is probably the most important of all those, because we can say, okay, well, we'll have a go, but you know, I don't think we're going to sell them. And if the person said, I'd be amazed if you sold one, that would be a very good start, because that would mean that at least we wouldn't have some awful conversation about why there wasn't a wow.
It almost suggests you're probably dealing with some extent of vanity publishing. In this case, somebody has a lot invested in a project which is not really a commercial proposition.
Yes. Yeah.
That happens a lot.
That happens a lot, yeah.
Do you think it happens more in art publishing than in...
I'm certain it does. Because they're quite sort of seductive things, really.
The market is diminishing because of the number of bookshops are diminishing.
I'm not sure the market is diminishing, but the number of bookshops is certainly diminishing.
Does that make you think that the future of the art book is, in the longer term, is in danger? Or
I don't think it's really in danger in the sense that I don't think they disappear. I can't imagine they're all going to disappear. I mean, some of it doesn't... You know, some of the things, it's quite appropriate that don't exist anymore.
You don't stock e-books or... there's no sort of digital equivalent to...
No, I mean, we're not really set up to do so.
You don't see the iPad as a danger to your business?
Not really. I mean, I think, you know, I might get buzzed tomorrow and the iPad might be a contributory factor. I would accept that. But I don't think it's going to replace the production of books, no.
Right. So what do you see in the immediate future? What's,
you know, at the moment you have a mix of, you know, decreasing number of bookshops, decreasing shelves. You have gallery and museum shops. And in some sense, over the last 10 or 15 years, they've got rather bigger, actually. I think the demand from a publishing point of view to produce the material will not get any less. And therefore, I think outlets will be found for that, whether they're, you know, given away or, you know, production costs fall or people accept that they should be more expensive. I think that in the short term, there will be noticeably less bookshops. I think that other things... there is only one chain left, so, and that's not making any money. So that must have a result somewhere down the line. They'll close some shops. What will happen, I don't know. It's a very small business. I mean, the high street book trade is a pretty small business.